Thank you for joining us for Life in Taxes with tax attorney Andrew Foster of Harvell & Collins Attorneys at Law.
'Cause I'm the tax man.
Call now with your tax questions at 252-222-4848.
I would like to welcome Andrew Foster, a.k.a. the Tax Man, to the studio. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning.
You're all papered up there. You look like an attorney just ready to get into litigation here in the court here. So what's all that paperwork in front of you?
Yeah, so I think we're going to head with a Celebrity Corner edition.
Ooh, I like that.
This week. So yeah. what we do with those, Mike, as some of our listeners know, is we look at celebrity situations, you know, whether it be estate planning, whether it be tax issues, whether it be, in this case, a guardianship issue.
Mm-hmm.
And we analyze how things are going relative to their matters and see what we can learn relative to that individual's plight. And sometimes we give, you know, kudos. We say, oh, man, this person really had it together, you know, and everything was going hunky-dory fine, and they're an example for us to strive to be.
To mirror.
Yes, to mirror.
Yeah.
Or sometimes we
to
say,
learn from.
Oh, boy. You know, this is what not to do in a particular case. And this one, you know, I think lies somewhere in the middle, you know, that we'll get into. And what I wanted to focus in on today, which is an interesting one, guardianships and celebrities, we've only dealt with a couple of issues with that. The one that comes to mind is Stan Lee, with the comic book creator, you know, and his issues that he had going on prior to his death. This one is Britney Spears. So she's been in the news. She's been in the headlines lately relative to her conservatorship out in California. Just so in case our listeners do not know, since 2008, Britney Spears has been under a conservatorship, which in North Carolina the term is guardianship.
Mm-hmm.
And she has had someone else who has been in charge of making her decisions for her, whether it be both on a personal level or whether it be on a financial level.
Now, is that, in most cases, is that done because of a limited mental capacity or just that they're too busy to do it themselves?
Yeah. So that's a good question, Mike. So in this particular case, you know, if you're a big Britney Spears fan or you followed her in general, my generation, you know, kind of grew up with her.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we noticed that she started to kind of go off the edge a little bit there in the late, around 2000, you know, 6, 7, 8. And finally it got to the point where her father decided that enough was enough. And she was actually placed into a mental institution.
Wow.
And at that point in time, that was when they filed these papers to have her what we call adjudicated incompetent. And the standard really is that person able to handle their affairs, whether it be financial or whether it be personal in nature?
Mm-hmm.
And what a California court decided was that given her situation, she was not able to handle her affairs at that point in time in 2008, and a conservatorship was put in place. And, you know, in North Carolina, like we said, that's a guardianship. There can be a guardian of the person, meaning that you make the person's decisions for them relative to their being, their person. There's guardians of the estate, which basically means that you handle that person's financial affairs. And there's general guardians, and the general guardian does both. They actually would handle all of those affairs.
Mm-hmm.
So the hypothetical here is exactly what happened with Ms. Spears, where you believe that this person is not able to handle their affairs, and so you file a petition in court with the clerk of court to adjudicate that individual incompetent. And you know, that's a big word, and it's very serious.
Yeah.
And so when you file that action, the clerk then has to make a determination during a hearing of whether or not they believe this person should have a guardian, whether it be guardian of the person, guardian of the estate, or general guardian appointed for them.
Mm-hmm.
And the procedure, Mike, is that prior to the hearing, the individual who is, we call them a ward, the individual who is having their competency determined has a guardian ad litem appointed, which is an attorney that acts in their best interest and makes a recommendation to the court relative to what they believe would serve that individual best. Sometimes a guardian ad litem believes that a guardian is required. Sometimes they don't. They're also what's called a multidisciplinary evaluation that can be done for an individual to have a doctor examine them and make a determination about whether or not they believe that they're able to handle their affairs. Mm-hmm. And so this is all goes into, and then obviously you have a hearing. You can ask questions before the clerk of court, and you know, questions can be asked, evidence can be presented, and then ultimately the power lies with the clerk of court to determine whether or not that individual will be adjudicated incompetent or not adjudicated incompetent. It's as simple as that, Mike. I mean, it's either a black and white issue.
Yeah.
You know, so
if one is deemed incompetent.
Yeah.
Is that a permanent designation?
Yeah, so there you go. So that brings us to Britney Spears, which is the reason she's been in the headlines is because this thing, this conservatorship, we're going to call it guardianship from this point moving forward. This guardianship has been in place since 2008. Britney Spears, during that time period, has done a successful tours,
mm-hmm.
has had one of the highest grossing Vegas runs in history.
Right.
And this whole time, she hasn't managed her affairs. You know, it's not been Britney Spears signing any contracts.
Dad,
it's been dad, and they have a co-guardian as mm-hmm. well who helps manage her affairs. And of late, what's happened is that Britney Spears has claimed she no longer wants this guardianship in place, and that she didn't even realize that she could ask the court to do away with it,
to rescind it.
We call that legally, it's called a restoration of competence.
Okay.
So we're going to restore your competency. And so the procedure there, Mike, under North Carolina law is that we already have a determination. Britney Spears is determined to be incompetent and has been since 2008.
13 years ago.
She would have to file a petition with the court and allege that she wants her competency to be restored. And then set forth the basis, the facts under which she would achieve that goal. So
part of it, what you just explained, I've toured, I've done this, I've done a residency program in Vegas. Yeah.
Correct. So you would lay out all those things, possibly go have an evaluation done by a doctor,
mm-hmm.
Maybe ask for medical records and say, hey, look, there's been improvement here relative to, her psychiatric treatment. It's very fact intensive, as you can imagine, because obviously what you're asking the court to do is go back on what they previously mm-hmm. ruled, which was an adjudication of incompetence.
Yeah.
And a North Carolina law. So again, you have to set forth the petition, set forth the facts, and then that petition has to be verified. So whether it's Britney who's going to bring it or whether it's going to be her mom seems to be on her side and says that yes, she believes that her dad's going off in the wrong direction, not managing her affairs properly, that there needs to be a change relative to this. So a restoration of competence would need to be verified, meaning that you have to have someone sign the dotted line saying that under the penalties of perjury that they believe that the items contained in that petition are correct. Another thing that Brittany could do would be what's called a motion to modify guardianship. So a motion to modify guardianship is saying, okay, look, this is in place. We know that we have dad and a co-guardian who are making the decisions for Brittany. But maybe the problem here is that it's a little too close to home
mm-hmm.
with dad being involved in this. And maybe that's where the issue truly lies, is that maybe it's not a big deal that Brittany has a guardian, but dad seems to have total control. Rules with an iron fist, absolute mm-hmm. authority. And maybe there's a chance where another guardian might give Brittany a little rope, give her a little bit more responsibility,
right.
Give her a little bit more money.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see how she handles that prior to a full restoration of competence.
Yeah.
So I think in this regard, if I were Brittany's attorney, what I would be trying to do is file a motion to modify the guardianship to have the dad removed as guardian and then have another co-guardian input by the court and then put forth procedures that the court could then say, hey, let's give her a little bit more responsibility to see if she can handle it before we go for the full gusto, which is a full restoration of competence.
What happens if one is under a guardianship and the guardian dies?
Yeah, guardian dies.
Does the court appoint a second guardian?
Correct. Yeah, so if you have a co-guardian, then the single guardian, so co-guardian, the surviving guardian could take over.
Takes over.
Yes.
Sole guardian.
If the court determines it's in the best interest to only have one, mm-hmm. or the court can on its own motion determine that there needs to be a second guardian appointed as well.
So,
if you have a single guardian and that person dies, then obviously the court's going to have to go appoint a new guardian for that individual.
Mm-hmm.
Normally what you do, Mike, is you look at the individual's powers of attorney if they have them. That's kind of step one, is who did you name as your durable power of attorney and who did you name as your alternate?
Yeah.
Same thing with your health care power of attorney for guardian of the person. Who did you name as your original power of attorney and who did you name as your alternate? And if the original dies, you look to your alternate. If that person is not able to serve, then you go through a list of people who, may or may not be suitable for that position, all the way down to at the bottom. We have the public guardian,
mm-hmm.
meaning that there's a individual in every judicial district, county, that is looked upon by the court to handle a matter if there's just literally no one else to be able to handle that person's affairs.
We hear the guardian used a lot in the terms of minors, but this is a case of an adult. Do the courts see a lot of adults getting under guardianship? Is that common practice?
The issue that we have right now, Mike, is that we have an aging population. We've got the baby boomer generation mm-hmm. who's advancing in age. And with those issues, you see problems where we have a lot of times our clients come to us, mostly children, and say, hey, something's not quite right with mom or dad. I don't know what's going on. And normally it involves some type of scam.
Yeah.
And then it's try to talk to that person and see if we can work it out. But unfortunately, if there's no talking sense in that individual, Mike, then guardianship is your best route.
If you need to reach out to Andrew on this topic or others, call Harvell and Collins today, 252-726-9050, or go online to harvellandcollins.com. As always, Andrew, thank you. Look forward to next week's conversation with the Tax Man.